Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
It's a common sense recap of the big stories. It's Katz and Cosby on 77 WABC.
The top business correspondent at Fox News, and he makes Fox work. Am I saying it right, Charlie?
I'll take the compliment.
All right. Tell us, what the heck? I mean, I don't understand. People don't understand. The economy was crap. Everybody expected that the interest rates would go down. Interest rates went up, and the market went down. Explain right. In simple language to simple people out there, the million people that are listening, what happened?
Well, you know, in normal circumstances, when the economy slows, right, you have a slipping GDP like we had today, right, that means that inflation is going to be tamed, right? So in normal circumstances, bond prices will go up, right, and the yields, their interest rates, will go down because they go in opposite direction.
Absolutely.
Now, the reason for that is because if you buy a bond, it's a fixed income investment, and inflation, and because the price goes up, the interest rate goes down, because you're basically getting more bang for the buck, right? It pays to buy a bond in a low inflationary environment, and interest rates fall in that case. Now, here's what happened, why it's different this time, because the data shows that not only did the economy slow, but there's still inflation. We might have something that we had in the 70s called stagflation, where you have both at the same time. It's a crazy economic scenario. The 70s was caused by a lot of reasons, including printing too much money, which we have now. And on top of that, you had an oil price shock with the oil embargo. You don't quite have that scenario now, but you have some of that scenario now. So what we had today was GDP slipping, and still the notion of inflation, and then you know everybody comes to the conclusion that they're not going to cut rates anytime soon, and you're still going to have an economic slowdown. And Jamie Dimon came out, the CEO of J.P. Morgan, and said, you know, almost that today. So that's the sort of, and it's a scary economic scenario because you not only have inflation, but you have a slowdown. And so the way you do it is you got to slow it down even more. That's barring fiscal policy, meaning that you cut taxes and regulation, particularly regulation, which the Biden administration won't do to increase the supply, which would do a lot to tame inflation. So that's kind of where we are right now. Not a good place. They really screwed up. I mean, they spent too much money and they printed too much money for way too long. And they were told not to do it, meaning the president of the United States, Congress, which one was run by the Democrats, and of course, Jerome Powell, the Fed chair.
What would you recommend to Jerome Powell right now if he was listening to you?
Well, I mean, I he's the economist, not me. I mean, I would just say this. Some of it's out of his hands because he has been raising rates, right? I think you almost have to start to put pressure on the federal government to cut back on the spending side and to loosen regulations. Now, whether he'll do that or not is he probably won't. But that's kind of what he needs to do, have a moment where he goes, tells Congress, I need help from the fiscal side of the balance sheet, and we need Joe Biden to loosen up on regulation, you know, allow more drilling and all that sort of stuff to increase the supply.
He did the opposite. He shut down Alaska.
Well, that's Joe Biden did, but he needs to. If you're asking me about Powell, Powell should try to get Joe Biden to back off shutting down Alaska. He should try to. I mean, because this is really caused. You know, everybody's in their sort of silo, but in a sense, you know, the Fed, and you kind of want the Fed to be independent. I get it, but you know, this is we're in a situation now where the Fed needs to be helped on the inflation front from the other side. You know, think about what Biden's doing. He's spending a lot of money, so we have wicked amounts of borrowing, which means more Treasury securities out there that depresses their prices and increases their yields, which is their interest rates, which is one reason why you have a higher 10-year rate. So you have that on top of the fact that you are cutting back on supply, which also increases inflationary pressures. I mean, it's just a very, 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 you know, scary situation that could come.
We got 1 minute left, and I want to get this question in. You recommended in your column that we should have the pictures of these people protesting and hating America and making sure Wall Street doesn't hire them for a real job.
I didn't quite say that. What I said was Wall Street is now cutting back on hiring them. What happens, I mean, listen, this is the simple equation. What people are saying in the business community is, do we want, if Columbia is this inept, if Yale and Harvard, all these places is this inept, if they are brainwashing their students this much to hate Jews, why do we want to bring that type of student in our firm? They're not going to be good workers. They're not going to be good bond traders. They're not going to be good executives. They're going to be social activists. And that's what's going on right now. And don't hear it from me. Read my column in the Post today where I quoted people. You know,
I read the New York Post every day.
Yeah, Dan Loeb is one. Yep.
Of all people. Not exactly a MAGA guy, yep. By the way.
Yeah, well, even Bill Barr, who doesn't like MAGA, is endorsing him.
Yeah.
Charlie Gasparino, thank you. Thank you for and keep the people informed, and thank you so much for coming on today. Thank you so much.
Anytime, John.
Thanks, Charlie.